Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song.
Picture, anchor, drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Yeah, yeah. Let's get it going. Time for the morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio. Hope you all are having a great morning out there. Got your host, James, here, joined by our co-host, our head producer here at WFHR, Laura.
Hi.
And the best listeners in radio.
That's you.
We appreciate you all joining us. We got fun things lined up for you over the next two hours.
Oh, good.
The LK...
Sorry.
I love the idea of you actually being surprised. Like, oh, well, good. He set up a
Thank goodness.
It's a lot better than the alternative.
For sure.
We've got a very sad show lined up. No, that doesn't work. That does work for a morning show. The emo morning show. Maybe that's what...
We need to work on that. Hang on. That could be fleshed out.
I think we might have some. For now, what we have coming up is the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to diving into that. Starbucks has revealed its holiday cups, but people are upset, of course.
Naturally. They can't help it.
And one of the bigger things we are going to get to before we wrap up the hour, because it's a big topic, it starts in one spot, but I think it branches off to a bunch of things. When does Christmas music start on the radio is the top Googler search. We're going to look into where that takes us. We will kick off the 10 o'clock hour the way we love to around here. One of our favorite segments of the week, our pet of the week with our friend Denise and the Southwood County Humane Society.
Looking I made it here on another Thursday, guys.
We will also get into a little entertainment news. We got Dolly. We got maybe the biggest name on Dancing with the Stars returning. Some K-pop Demon Hunters action. And then we're going to talk coffee tables. Are they a waste of space and money? It's a hot take that's making the rounds. We will discuss.
Well,
I got some feelings on that one.
Yeah.
We'll get into that. Got good stories of the day. A lot of great local events going on that we want to highlight and talk about, get into our schedule. All of that we will cram into 2 hours. But a new report says that the average person has two different places at home they consider my spot.
Sure.
There are spots like a place on the couch, a seat where they keep their chargers and headphones, a chair next to a window that's spruced up with a house plant.
Right.
A spot in the garage where they keep an eye on the street, or maybe that's
like
just
the
where
place they hang out.
Yeah, where they work, or even just have a beer or just sit out there and shoot some hoops, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But we have our spots. On average, people have had their spots for 4 years. Although 17% of people say that they're first staked their claim more than a decade ago on some of these places.
All right. Good thing they've been living there that long. That's awesome.
Yeah.
For them.
Must be nice. Must be nice. And younger adults like Gen Z and millennials generally have more 3 or 4 spots. So the younger you are, the more spots you tend to have, it seems like.
Okay. So you outgrow the desire for movement from spot to spot?
I don't know why, but that feels like it's the opposite of what I would have presumed, what I would have thought.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I will say I definitely could say that I have, you know, in the living room, I have a spot that I prefer to sit. However, when my kids prefer that spot as well, it is no longer my spot because that's who I am.
That's what a good mom to have.
And then in front of the basement TV, I definitely have a chair. No one sits in my chair if they're watching TV with me. That is my chair. But, like, I don't think outside of those. I think I just have the two. I mean, my bed, but, like, that's my room. That's different.
Yeah, yeah. When I think about this, I don't have a lot of this. I tend to be a bit fidgety. I tend to be a bit, you know, moving around a lot and everything. So I guess that makes a little sense. But I don't have a lot of this. I don't know. I don't know that that means anything one way or the other. But I feel like I felt a little left out when I was reading it. I'm kind of like, where's my spot? Where
I can talk with you about that off mic, James.
I think that I have them. I haven't really thought of them that way, probably.
Maybe.
You know, some of that. And I I when I think about, so I asked my mom and dad about this.
Sure.
And instantly had answers.
They had answers.
Immediately. Yeah. And when it came to talking to other listeners about this and stuff, it seems sure. like this is a thing.
Uh-huh.
So one of the things that I think is fun about this idea is maybe you think about that spot you have and maybe freshen it up a little bit. Maybe,
yeah.
you know, when's the last time you got a new chair?
Whoa.
You know, when's the last time? Now, obviously, considering the fact that none of us can afford anything to do.
Well, there's that. But also there's a good chance that that spot is your spot because you like that chair.
Yeah, yeah. But I, as far as maybe...
Vacuum your chair.
Yeah, like, you know, just as far... When I said sprucing it up, I guess I should have said, you know, maybe fixing it up. Yeah. You know,
maybe,
you
gotta, maybe go crazy with it. Buy some of that, you know, scented powder and sprinkle it on there. Yeah. Give it a real freshening up.
Doesn't mean you need a new spot, maybe. Maybe just freshen up the old spot or something. Or maybe find a new spot.
Add a new candle to your coffee table.
Yes. Nice, nice. 52% said that they'd even consider their favorite spot to be sacred or reserved for a specific purpose. And 54% would take offense to someone else taking their spot.
Okay.
I
guess it depends on if it's a person that knows or not that that is your spot.
I think the closest thing I have to this is where I park usually here.
Oh, sure.
At the studio.
You know what? Yeah, because I had feelings when Sheriff Becker was in my spot when I got here yesterday.
Right? Yeah. It's not like we really care that much or
no,
anything.
No, I wasn't mad. But I parked. I went right inside, but I was like, aw.
Your first feeling is kind of like, hey.
Yeah,
like,
hey, that's my spot.
Hey, wait a minute. Like, you know, and it's not like these are great coveted spots or anything
no,
either.
No, and I certainly didn't say anything to Sheriff Becker about it. I mean, he might be finding out now. Hey, Sean.
It would be hilarious, though, if you did.
Go ahead and text us using the Civic Media app if it's you.
Yeah, he'd get a kick out of that. He did, yeah.
And then watch him do it again, too.
Now, my dad, he was very casual about this. He's got his chair. He likes sitting there. Sam joins him on the chair. Sam can get on that chair, and I think that's part of what he likes it.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to bend down to pick him up. Little
that's
guy just gets up there.
Not a getting a new chair situation on that one.
My mom was very, like, I asked her, hey, do you have a spot? And she looked at me like I was a crazy person, like, you don't know?
Don't you know where my spot is?
And part of her reasoning for that was, you don't know to stay away from that? And I kind of thought she was kind of kidding around a little bit and everything, because my dad and I were just joking around about
it. Until you really thought about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I hadn't really thought too deep about it, but as soon as we got into it, I started thinking about it, and her... You know, her kid's obviously much older now, but she paid her dues, similar to what you're doing now, and she's like, not anymore. Like,
no.
I don't care. You're 48
now. You can stand.
You can stand. You can go find another spot.
Yep.
I already did this for you. I'm doing this. I made
it's
room
your
in my,
turn.
I made room in my body for you. I'm not doing this anymore.
Yep.
You're on your own. And she's earned it. She's earned that, but I didn't expect that from her. I should have seen that.
Yeah, you should have.
Where's your favorite spot? What are some favorite spots that you have? Everybody, let us know. 715-424-2600. I also think that there's something wonderful about that. Mm-hmm. You know,
I especially want to focus on the idea that someone's got a spot in front of a window. Like, maybe you've got a bird feeder out there. I know my grandparents had that. Like, my grandma had her spot in the living room because she could see her bird feeder out the window.
Few people. That sounds awesome.
Right.
My mom kind of has that. She said in the kitchen, she has the windows out there.
The kitchen spot.
Yeah, and she has some bird feeders out there so she can watch the birds. I would never, of all the people in the world, there's like a very short list of people that I'm afraid to speak for. I would never want to speak for anybody, but as far as afraid of, Terry is at the top of that list.
Sure.
As far as I would never want to speak for Terry Johns. But Terry, I think, has mentioned a number of times having a spot with a window that she reads at sometimes and stuff. Sounds nice. I think looking for that or finding that is great, but we'd love to hear yours. Let us know. And I know for my dad, the first thing he brought up was in his spot in the basement where he does all of his building.
Sure.
He's got all of his tools down there. And then my mom and I completely immediately reminded him that, you know, that also extends to the garage where in the up here, you've got tons of pieces of wood that you've had up there for a decade. You've never done anything with. But yeah, where's your spot? Everybody, let us know.
Yeah.
What is the latest you have returned a book? A lot of us have been in there. Almost all of us have done this.
Listen, I have a stack of them that I need to get back to the library already.
Well, you might feel better after this one. A former Maine resident returned to the town she used to call home so she could return a library book that she had been due for 46 years.
Yeah, I don't think I've done anything that long yet.
Diane Edwards, a former resident of Camden, Maine, said she was packing up her books for a move from Massachusetts to New Hampshire when she came across a copy of Bunches and Bunches of Bunnies.
Okay.
Written by Louise Matthews and illustrated by Jenny Bassett. I think I remember that book. That sounds a little familiar. The book had been checked out from the Camden Public Library and was due back August 10th, 1979.
Oh, my goodness.
Quote, my children and I lived on Pearl Street from the mid-1970s to 1984 when we moved to Vermont. Those bunnies have been traveling with me since then.
That's so funny.
Amy Hand, the library's director of youth services, recounted the story of the book's return in the Instagram video. She said the book will be used for future story time sessions.
Okay.
Library officials said the facility no longer has late fees, but even when they were still enforced, the fines were capped at $5. So it would have never. Right. But it is kind of fun to think of what the number would be.
Yeah.
Not that the person would ever have to pay it or anything.
No.
Now, I bring this story up because it's a fun one, and I think it's very relatable.
And it's fun because she didn't have to pay that fine.
It's also incredibly. It's very telling to me. Libraries all around the country now have done something that Macmillan started doing a while ago, too. And I'm not saying they started this, but they were the first that in our area to do something like this to getting rid of the late fees. Mm-hmm. I hope people realize they did this because they are trying to get people to come to libraries again and use libraries more and respect libraries more.
They just want you to return the books.
Yeah. Respect the books. Respect it. Treat it well and everything. Mm-hmm. And use your libraries. Check out books.
Our library rocks, guys.
Yeah.
If you haven't been to Macmillan Memorial Library, seriously, I love our library. It rocks.
And here's what this lady decided to do when she found out that she didn't have a fine to pay. She donated some money to the library.
Awesome.
There was an undisclosed sum, but it was apparently what the book might have been due, what the due would have been.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to be a pretty good number that she donated to the library. And I think that's a good story of the day right there.
That's awesome.
We will take a quick time out. Woo. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show here at WFHR.
Well, my love, baby, isn't the kind that fools. Come on, baby, let the good times roll. Hey.
You heard Jimmy. Time to let them roll into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite segments of the day. We get to celebrate you, talk about our good people, our good listeners out there. Our good friends. And talk about our great friends over at El Cafe. Visit them today, everybody. They got some great stuff going on over there. Great specials.
Hang on. I'm pulling it up. I want to see them.
Yeah. You got to see the first one. I'll let you say it. Head out over to 221 Market Avenue.
I don't know if I can see it.
In beautiful Port Edwards. Check out some of those specials like the 6-7.
Oh, no.
That's funny.
I don't even see that one. I'm looking at a different menu.
If you check out their Facebook page, everybody, you can go ahead and see a lot of those daily specials that they do or weekly specials and certainly events that they have going on. Keep in mind, they always got stuff going on over there. Be sure to support our good friends at El Cafe. Buy local, support local, everybody.
Ooh, they still have the ham, steak, and eggs for those that are interested. That's what you want to do.
Does sound really good.
A generous slice of hand-cut ham with 2 eggs, potato or fruit, and toast or pancakes.
Sounds pretty good to me. Try it, everybody, and let us know. You know, let us know what you think of the specials
El Cafe
and everything.
Is awesome.
We love your commute. We love your comments and stuff. So get lead.
Yeah.
And we love your birthdays and anniversaries.
We
get them to us. You can email us info@wfhr.com. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call on up
715-424-2600 if you want to talk to us weirdos. But if you'd rather talk to Pam, it's 1300.
Look forward to you doing that, everybody. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. And Laura, I need a 1 through 3.
Ooh, a 3.
All right, gives us that one. Boom, boom, boom. Get right into it. And first up, want to wish a very happy birthday to a good friend of ours, a good friend of our communities, Bethany Peckham.
Oh, happy birthday, Bethany. Love her.
Bethany, you meet Beth and you're gonna love her eventually. Immediately.
If you've seen or done anything with the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater in the last few years, you have seen some of Bethany's work. And she's genuinely awesome. She's a phenomenal mom, and she's a good person, and she does a great job.
Beth, I knew Beth as Beth Holtz back in the day. I've known her since high school. And her sister Amy. And the Holtz are some of the best people me and my family have ever met. Very mm-hmm. close to them and care very much for them. And then I meet Bethany, the adult, the mom, and all this. Yeah. And she's a rock star.
Such a phenomenal woman.
Her and her husband and those kids are just amazing. Bethany, to your point, Laura, she has been the station stage manager for the last handful of shows, I believe the last year and a half over there. Mm-hmm. So pretty much any production that's gone on over there, Beth has had her fingerprints on that. Yep. I told her this a number of times. Anything that you liked about On Golden Pond doesn't happen without her. Mm-hmm. Any of my vision doesn't come out, any of that, because working with her was not only a full circle moment for both of us going from high school to now, but just she understands the way my brain works. She understood what I was trying to say, what I would do better than most would because of our history. It was really worked out great. Especially for the audience. Beth is awesome, and I'm wishing you a good one. Enjoy your day, Beth.
Yeah, happy birthday, Bethany. Like I said, I'm texting her. Hang on.
We wish very happy birthday to Kim Allwarden.
Ooh, happy birthday, Kim.
Kim, enjoy your day. Hope it's a great one for you. And thank you for getting us your birthday. We love being able to share these with all of you. And our qualifier today, Katie Brandt.
Ooh, happy birthday, Katie. Congratulations.
Enjoy the day, Katie. Enjoy the day. Hope it's a good one for you. And you're a qualifier. We encourage you to brag to all your friends, family, strangers, animals that you are a qualifier. And, of course, be listening the first week of December. We announce our winner of this month of November.
Because you might get some free food.
Who do you share your birthdays with? We looked at our celebrity list. One of my favorite actors in the game, Emma Stone, is 37.
Oh, how cool.
Currently starring in Begonia, another one of those weird, crazy movies that she's been in with.
Weird, crazy movie. Good for her. That's the way to do it. She doesn't need to make money. She's doing fun stuff.
She was Cruella. In Cruella de Vil.
In the live-action Cruella movie,
She was Gwen Stacy in Amazing Spider-Man, Oscar winner of La La Land. Of course, the Zombieland movies. She's one of the stars with Woody Harrelson in those. The first movie that I remember seeing her in was the Scarlet A movie.
It's not called that.
No,
I'm trying to remember what it's called.
Is it Easy A? Modern telling of that, yes. It was the modern telling of the Scarlet A story and everything.
Yeah, the Scarlet Letter. It's the Scarlet Letter, but in high school.
Yeah, and I was curious about that, so that's why I watched it. And I didn't know any of the actors. I don't think I knew many, if any, of the actors in it, and I certainly didn't know her.
You didn't know her, yeah.
And she's the lead in that, and she carries that movie. She's so good in that. I've always thought that she was an incredible actor, and I thought she's very good. She's been on Saturday Night Live a couple of times. Mm-hmm. She has a sketch on Saturday Night Live where she plays a man, a famous producer.
Yes, that's right. You've shown me this.
It's one of the greatest scenes I've ever seen.
It's one of
the greatest comedic acting performances I've ever seen. She had two chances to rehearse that scene. She does it live, Saturday at night and all this and everything. And it's one of the greater performances I've seen, period. Like, I've watched everything on SNL's history. I've seen everything. And it's in the top five easily.
She did such a good job.
She's so good.
Big fan.
I really like her. Mm-hmm. Taryn Manning is 47.
Okay, sure.
Tiffany in Orange is the New Black, and she was on the Hawaii Five-0 remake. She was also on Sons of Anarchy. The great, and I always mispronounce her name, and I shouldn't, Thawadi Newton. She was on Westworld. She was Val in Solo. Mm-hmm. She was the color orange for Colored Girls. She is Dr. Farabee in Wednesday.
Cool.
You see her, you know her.
Mm-hmm. And you know who Thawadi Newton is.
God, is she good. Mm-hmm. She is good. Let's see here. Ethan Hawke is 55.
Ah, cool.
I like Ethan Hawke.
I like Ethan Hawke, too.
Great actor.
Yeah.
Pat Garrity in the Billy the Kid movie, The Kid. He was in Moon Knight, The Purge, Boyhood, but Training Day was one of his roles that I think he'd be known for. He's great. He's great. Let's see here. A complete bias about this, but one of the greatest, most underrated lead singers in history, but especially of my generation, Corey Glover from Living Color is 61.
There it is.
Yep. Obviously, as I've rambled about before, Living Color is my favorite band, but listen to Corey Glover and tell me I'm wrong.
No, he's an excellent singer. In fact, we watched the Tiny Desk concert together, and he was just eating a bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos while he just wailed. It was spectacular.
As
a singer, that's not easy to do. Like, that was really impressive.
he's got a version of John Lennon's Imagine that is the only decent cover I've ever heard of that song.
He's genuinely a very good singer.
He's incredible. He's a great lead singer, a great performer, a great showman, that and everything. The depth of his care for his audience for all that is on another level. He also played Francis in Oliver Stone's Platoon.
Oh, that's fun.
When he was a kid. He was really young when he did it and everything.
That's fun.
Almost went that route where he was going to be an actor.
Awesome. I appreciate a colorful person. You know, colorful person to colorful person. Sure. I appreciate that about him.
Maria Shriver is 70.
Oh, cool.
Happy 70th to her.
Yeah.
And a happy 79th birthday to, you go ahead and call up if you tell me you don't love this person.
Okay.
When we talk about Dolly Parton, we talk about Betty White and certain... Yes. Tell me there's anybody out there that does not love Sally Field, who is 79 today.
We really like her.
Yes, we really... Thank you. You got it. Yeah. We really do like her. We really do like you, Miss Field. The Flying Nun herself, Gidget, Norma Rae.
Yeah.
Norma Rae. If Sally Field had never acted again after Norma Rae, I would still be talking about her just as highly as I am.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Naturally.
I got to mention that one. Her and Robin became very close after that and stayed in touch for many years.
Mm-hmm.
Forrest Gump, another one where she should be mentioned, of course. But I think it gets kind of lost in the shuffle a little bit. And I've gone back and watched a little bit of these scenes because I happened to come across some outtakes and stuff that I wanted to of her work with Burt Reynolds and Smokey and the Bandit and that. And boy, the chemistry those two had and the respect that Burt gave to her and had for her that you didn't see with almost anybody else. It's some of the best you'll ever see as far as chemistry between two actors.
Yeah.
You know, nowadays, they don't give a lot of time for scenes to build or quiet moments or anything.
Or chemistry to build, really.
And it's Smokey and the Bandit. It's not a romantic comedy or anything like that. But there's a moment in there where you can see that that what's happening. It's so cool to watch. And it speaks to the level of acting of both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as she is kind of she's very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a lot of the cuteness going for her in some of these things. Norma Rae puts her on a different level.
Yeah.
And the casting choice to put her as Norma Rae is a brave choice at the time.
Yeah.
It shows us that we have one of the greats in front of us. Because among all these things, I don't want to get lost in the shuffle. Sally Field is one of the greatest actors you'll ever see.
For sure.
She, period. Like, one of the best. And it's cool to note that. It's cool. It's cool that we get to celebrate a 79.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn Frey leads our list of people no longer with us. Glenn Frey, born in 1948, passed away in 2016. One of the, classic Eagles.
Mm-hmm. One of the founding members,
A lot of great hits, too. Mm-hmm. Tequila Sunrise.
Yeah.
But The Heat Is On. I mean, if you're a Beverly Hills Cop fan, man, you got to mention that. You Belong to the City, I think, was on Miami Vice, I think. Let's see here. Mike Nicholas, born in the state in 1931, Oscar-winning director of The Graduate.
Oh, okay.
Also did The Birdcage.
Yeah.
Which I love. One of my favorite movies of all time. James Naismith, born in this day in 1861. He invented basketball in 1891 and lived long enough to see it become an Olympic sport in 1936. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
In our National Day of Calendar, we talked about today being National Saxophone Day. That is because on this day in 1814, Antonio Joseph Sax was born. French guy who invented the saxophone.
Man.
How many people knew that the saxophone was actually named after the guy? Like, his last name was Sax.
His name was Sax. Yeah. Of course it was. And of course he was French with a name like Sax. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
It all fits.
It all makes so much sense. I had no idea. I'm going to go listen to some smooth jazz later.
Oh, yeah. There you go. I was struggling because I did this on the Sunrise Show on our country station. And I was trying really hard to think of a country song with saxophone in it. It doesn't exist.
There might be one.
There is bound to be one.
Played some on Red Folk and Blue.
Nice.
Saturdays at 7 p.m. unless we're listening to the River Kings.
Be sure to check out that show, everybody. It's an awesome show.
On 105.5 FM, WIRI.
I throw some requests at that show sometimes.
It's a good show. I make it, so I might be biased, but I really like it. I have a fun time making that show.
Ring of Fire doesn't have a saxophone, but has horns.
No.
That was as close as I could get.
I like Let's Party About It. That one definitely has saxophones. It's by a band called Leftover Salmon.
check that out, everybody.
Yeah.
And be sure to check out Red Folk and Blue at 105.5 WIRI. Or it's right after Trail Tunes, isn't it?
It is. When it's on this week, we're going to have some hockey and stuff.
Yeah. We'll be encourage you to get us more birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. Keep getting them to us, everybody. And stick around when we get back. We're talking about these holiday cups that Starbucks revealed and a couple of other fun stuff. Mm-hmm. When Laura and James come back on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Laura, James, hanging out with you. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah.
Let's get into this Starbucks cups.
All right, let's do it.
Some people look forward to November for Thanksgiving. Others look forward to it as an excuse to grow a mustache for No Shave November.
Fair.
And others believe it or not are really looking forward to the Starbucks annual holiday cups they roll out. Starbucks new holiday cups, it's a perfect response, will be out today when they launch their holiday menu. This year, there are four hot drink cups and two cold cups. And they're all red and green and have plaid or ribbon decorations.
Cute. Sounds Christmassy.
But these cups have been completely overshadowed by the new viral glass Bear Ista cold cups, which are bear-shaped, clear, and have a hat as a lid.
It's so cute.
They kind of look like those bear-shaped honey containers.
They do. They look exactly like that, especially once you've got the tea in there. But then it looks like as the cup cools off, the bear turns kind of frosty colored.
I would order one if I get to see them make it. I want to watch them making it.
It's adorable.
They will also be available starting today for a limited time, but they're not complimentary. A 20-ounce Bear Ista cup costs $29.95, which is a lot. But, quote, it promises to bring instant joy to everyone they sips it.
I mean, okay.
People are upset. Now
what are they upset about? Because it can't be the price point. There are cups that price everywhere.
That is seems to be the sticking point that in this day and age with the prices where they are, that people were upset that it was, you know. Now, there were a couple of people in the comments saying that if it was $19.95 that they would buy it. So a $10 difference seemed to win over a lot of people.
I mean, that's fair. I don't disagree because, you know, I'm as broke as the next person. But at the same time, like, even just getting, like, a regular, good, decent thermos kind of cup, you're going to be spending about $25-$30. And so, you know, if you're spending $25 on, like, a regular nice cup, right? Now you've got to add on the brand tax, right? Because you're getting a seasonal Starbucks cup that is limited edition. And yeah, it's going to cost a little bit more. I think that people are just finding a reason to complain about this.
By the way, Starbucks will hold its annual Red Cup Day next Thursday, the 13th. That's when they'll offer a free reusable holiday cup with a purchase of any holiday drink.
Yep.
I don't know if it'll include this one or not.
This one sounds different. You have to pay for this one separately, which is fine. Most coffee places, if they've got a cup you like, they will fill it for you.
Otherwise, the holiday cups don't look, you know, like anything too crazy.
No, they're red and green, and they look Christmassy and appropriate, and it's cute, and it's fine, and it's Christmas, and it's a Starbucks cup. What do you want?
The bear is pretty cool.
Honestly, that bear is really cool. 100%, I would not pay $30 for it, but if it was even more tailored to me, I might.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah. The $10, obviously, I would pay $10 less for it if I was going to get it anyway. But honestly, it's so cute. I might have been convinced for $5 less.
Yes, it wouldn't take a big difference. I couldn't see doing it, but if it was a little cheaper, I could see doing it.
But if you're like a Starbucks person, like if you go there regularly or if you collect seasonal cups, like that's not that crazy of a price. And that's the people who are the target audience. If you're not the target audience, maybe complain less.
Just
accept that you're not the target audience.
I don't want to be insensitive here, but it seems weird to me that if you're going to Starbucks that you worry about prices at all. It feels like most people that are going to Starbucks, they're not worrying about prices too much.
Well, and that's the thing. I feel like every year people complain about these Starbucks cups, right? And I don't think any of the people complaining about the Starbucks cups ever actually go to Starbucks more than like twice a year.
I would like to hear people complaining a little bit more about the tariffs and what that's doing to our coffee.
Ugh,
and
how coffee we're not getting prices?
We're not getting coffee from Brazil, and everybody realizes we don't make coffee here, right? Like we just don't
we
in this
do
country.
That.
We can't do it. We're
we
not
can't
close
do
enough.
That here.
We're not close enough to the
equator. We don't
equator.
Have the that here.
Like, they're messing with our coffee. Like, oh, we are not getting upset enough about this.
No.
This can't happen.
No, we're not.
We need to stop this. Not only because, I don't know, people that are paid to do a job should be doing it and not just sitting on their hands like
fair.
A bunch. Like a bunch
fair.
Of, it's kind of funny.
And the rest of us who are actually doing our jobs need coffee.
How many politicians like to come at people for not, oh, you're not willing to work or you're not willing to do this when that's what they're doing right now.
They're literally
now. Not They're
working.
Literally not working right
getting
now.
Paid to not work.
And getting paid, and we're supposed to just be okay
yeah.
with it.
Yeah.
While they're just little kids in a sandbox pointing fingers at
mm-hmm.
each other. All of them.
Mm-hmm.
I want them all out. I'll get a whole new batch. I want a new coaching staff.
As did many you, people as
change
we can
them
get out of there and replace.
I want the GM out.
We'll
I want
it.
The head coach, the offensive coordinator. I want them all out. Get a new batch because they don't deserve the job. They're
yeah.
not doing it. So what is it? They wouldn't even know if they didn't have the job right now because they're not even doing anything.
Okay.
Anyone with a half decent IQ could tell you that this isn't statistically possible, but good luck finding that out. A new poll asked people how they think their IQ stacks up to the average Americans.
Okay.
And just 6% of us think we're below average.
Okay.
39% think that they are right around average, and 46% said above average.
Okay.
Including 8% who think that they are way smarter than most people.
Okay. Well, I mean, to be fair, I think those numbers sound right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the highest number was yeah. average. The next highest was slightly above average. You know, like that sounds right.
The remaining 10% didn't even venture a guess. They just said that they're not sure how they stack up against other people.
Come on, man.
Yeah. No, that's how I'd answer it. I'll be honest. That's how I'd answer it. I have never been confident about many things in life.
Mm-hmm.
My intelligence is probably the one that I have struggled with the most.
Sure.
To the point where I overwork my brain. To try
yeah.
to be smart, to try to hang with smarter people.
Mm-hmm.
I do this with the Rapid Support almost every day. I'm talking to people smarter than me, and I'm trying to hang with them and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I have to work really, really hard to do that. I relate to that 10% there that feel mm-hmm. that way. But I feel 100% of people should feel we're all smart in our ways.
Yeah.
We all have things
well,
that we're intelligent.
That's the thing, right? Like, I've met plenty of people who maybe... There's a reason that there's different terms for it, right? There are people who are book smart, and there are people who are in other ways intelligent. And there are people who have their specific lane that they're really, really good at doing, and they're brilliant in it. They don't need to be good at anything else.
I haven't met a lot of dumb people in my life.
Exactly.
I've met people who make dumb decisions.
Yes.
And make them consistently.
And hey, same.
And I'm not different than that. I was a knucklehead.
Right.
But I haven't met a lot of people where like, oh my God, this person can't even tie their shoes. I don't know if I can leave them alone.
I haven't tied my shoes in about a decade.
I don't know if I can leave this person alone.
I pre-tie my shoes and leave them double knotted.
I feel like most people, if you really think about it, most people have some intelligence, if not, very intelligent, especially as you're saying mm-hmm. in certain key categories.
No, and that's the thing. It's not that anyone is unintelligent, really, when it comes to this. You know, of course, there are people who are exceptions to this, and I hate generalizations in general, but I think you need to think a little higher of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think average is called average for a reason, and mm-hmm. that's where more of us than not fall.
You can look at YouGov.org if you'd like to see the entire list. It's interesting the way it breaks down, and I think it's even on if you don't really care about a national way this is looked at and everything. I get that. I don't really have much of an interest in that part. But what I think is interesting is how relatable this is, and how many people that do, whether they think a lot of their intelligence or not, mm-hmm. where you think you rank among others, when really it's. You, of all things to not try to rank yourself against other people, I
yeah.
think intelligence is one of the main things. Looks
yeah.
is right there with it.
Fair.
I don't think you need, we don't
Eye
do ourselves
the
any
and all
favors
that.
Comparing ourselves to others
mm-hmm.
when it comes to these things. There is a case by case basis
yep.
with all of this.
Yep.
I think intelligence is one of those things.
Sure.
And, I would like to see those numbers actually a little higher for people and their confidence in that, in their indulgence. But maybe we'll get that through things like this in this survey. And maybe we'll get these tickets in your hands.
Maybe.
There's a brand new show from America's premier doo-wop group coming to town today.
Ooh!
Yes, today the Arts Council of Southwood County is presenting the amazing show of the Doo-Wop Project. Mm-hmm. This band takes classic doo-wop songs and brings them to you from a Broadway skill set, as well as taking modern classics and modern songs like from Taylor Swift or Pharrell Williams or Daft Punk and doo-wopifying them.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to notice tonight... probably maybe even around, you know, 6-ish or something like that, but definitely around 7:30, you're going to feel a duopify in this area, mm-hmm. in this community.
Oh,
you're going to notice that you may be even just going to the, you know, going to the refrigerator to grab something to drink, uh-huh. and you're snapping your fingers.
And just like that, yeah. duop is happening. Yeah.
You're doing some dance moves. You and your friends uh-huh. are all dressing the same.
It's contagious. Is that what you're saying?
It is. Doo-wop it's very contagious. We want you to be able to take this show in. Encourage you to go ahead and go to Savor the arts.com. Get your tickets right mm-hmm. now. Don't wait. Buy local, support local, support yeah. the arts. And you can also get two tickets for free.
You sure can. You should call up at 715-424-2600 and let us know what your favorite doo-wop song or artist is, and we'll give you a pair of tickets.
Got two tickets right here with your name on them. Call up and get them from us, everybody. And be sure to take this show in. The Arts Council has a whole season's worth of great shows coming up.
Yeah,
got
do.
A wonderful December show lined mm-hmm. up for you. Great way to kick off the new year in January. Support our good friends over there, and a shout out to Sally Kistner, our good friend.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We will take a quick time out. We'll come back with more fun on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everyone.
What a great crop of bumpers, huh?
Morning Show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Laura and James hanging out with you. The bumpers provided by Seth. Nice work, sir.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. And especially the music of it. Now, I was going to find a Christmas song to play into this, but I didn't.
That's okay. It's still November. Don't do
it. I care deeply about all of you. Yes, that's why I didn't do it.
I would have been so mad over here.
If I ran into this segment with Jingle Bells, I feel like I'm losing people. I'm not doing
you
that right away.
You would have lost me first,
well,
man.
Everybody but Terry, baby. Everybody but
I am not down.
Google says Christmas music searches are way up over the past year. Specifically, okay. The phrase, when does Christmas music start on the radio?
I think those are out of fear.
Yeah. Yeah. I hadn't thought of it that way. Yes. A poll asked,
but maybe you don't really fear Christmas music the way you ought to.
A poll asked people when it should start, and most said not yet.
Yep.
The most popular answer was after Thanksgiving.
Yes.
That was overwhelmingly the most popular
yes,
answer.
Yes, please just let the turkey have its day.
But close to 1 in 5, 18% said in November before Thanksgiving. That includes 5% who said year-round. A report this week found over 2 dozen stations around the U.S. did start playing at Christmas music this past weekend.
Ah!
SiriusXM also launched their holiday channels, of course. So whether you like it or not, the holidays are here, and you're going to be hearing Mariah Carey and all these other artists and Nat King Cole and all that.
I personally am not for another month.
I'm
December. I honestly don't even listen to Christmas music until like the week of Christmas usually.
I've come along on this one. So I used to work at the grocery store Cops for when it was Cops.
Sure.
And now it's been two different names, I think, since then. But, worked night shift, mm-hmm. stocking shelves, mm-hmm. a lot of that. We always would have headphones. If you didn't, you were stuck with the Muzak mm-hmm. or whatever they were playing. And I ended up learning how to kind of like block out songs yep. and all that. And then I started working radio. And I, would play music or would play, be around music mm-hmm. that I didn't always want to hear and learn to do it with that. And I feel like I just do this with Christmas music where it doesn't really bother me. But I enjoy it if it's after Thanksgiving. I
yes.
can enjoy certain songs especially.
Yep.
I never even mind Christmas music after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
But if I hear it before that, I don't want to act like it doesn't get me that worked up or anything like that.
Right.
But I definitely don't enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I'm not into it. I don't feel it. But as soon as like November 27th comes or whatever,
sure.
I'm like, boom, give it to me. I'm cool with it. Like,
right.
I generally
I'm a December 1st.
Mm.
But me personally, I'm not going to hit play on any Christmas music until the week of Christmas.
Whether it's the Christmas music or Christmas decorations or putting your tree up or any of these things.
Yeah, I'm a December 1st.
I'm with you, and I don't feel it until then anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to feel any of it.
No.
I drive past, and you have the greatest Christmas decorations out in your front yard. That's cool. I'm probably not going to even feel it, look at it, or whatever until December 1st.
No, I'm annoyed when I drive past your house.
Yeah, I don't really.
I wish that was a turkey.
I don't really get it. I don't begrudge anybody. It's your house.
No,
do what
you
do.
Your thing. I am certainly not going to. It's not like I'm pointing my finger at you and saying, bad person. No, it's your house. Do your thing. But I'm not going to do it, and that's why I'm not going
to
do it.
What is the earliest, or when do you start listening to Christmas music? Mm-hmm. We got the Googler search. I want to know what actual people think.
I can speak for both of my parents individually on this one. They both are big into Christmas. And to the point where my mom decorates too early for Christmas, and both of my parents start listening to Christmas music too early, in my opinion. And that's part of why I am the way I am about Christmas music.
It's all coming together now. We're starting to put it together now.
As much as I appreciate the Muppets, John Denver, and Burl Ives, I can't.
Yeah. For us, every once in a while, she'll start playing it like around Thanksgiving, but my mom and the Boys to Men Christmas album, that's her go-to.
Honestly, that's a good one. Respect for that.
And she will play that thing like crazy. She will just let that thing keep playing.
You know what? That's fair.
But usually around December 1st, around that time and everything.
Right.
I think it's for her too. It's the routine of like bringing out all the Christmas decorations.
Well, and it helps get you into the mood.
Plus, I don't know how much she misses her kids, but I think she misses her kids' kids.
She's missing her grandbabies a little bit Christmas time. Yeah.
And I think that there's a bit of that it reminds her of those things and stuff when she's putting the things out. The soundtrack, the music really helps with it. But again, I don't know that I think it would be lost on her if she tried to do it this week.
Mm-hmm.
She's got Thanksgiving on her mind. She's got that and everything.
It's November.
I'm curious, for anybody that is listening to Christmas music right now or putting out your decorations right now or anything, does the energy stay to December 25th?
Right? Or is it stale by Christmas?
I'm genuinely asking. I really, because I haven't been around that before. I don't know. And I've been around such opposites of it.
Right. And I can tell you, my mom, not last year, but the year before, she took down her Christmas tree the day after Christmas because it had already been up a month and was dying.
Yeah. Yeah.
And right?
I personally, I would rather have that tree like the week after Christmas.
I do New Year's. Like, I leave it up between Christmas and New Year's. I usually put it up the week before Christmas. I don't do anything crazy.
I am sure that we will get into our, favorite Christmas songs or whatever. We have those segments coming and everything.
We'll get there. We'll get to them.
I am curious, generally curious, though, if the energy sticks, if you can keep it going that long and everything.
And honestly, if it can, it points to you. Good for you.
Yeah. 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 Because again,
apparently I'm the Scrooge here. And I'll take it.
I'm pretty used to that myself, at least. So I don't know. One of the things that I think is interesting about it is not only the case by case of that, but how people react to other people with it.
Sure.
That's one of the things that really stands out to me about the music of it and everything. I don't know. 715-424-2600. Want to hear from all of you about
Absolutely.
This one. Where you're getting on this.
Ooh.
We didn't get a chance to do this story around Halloween, so I do want to just touch on it real quick. Mm. And Laura, I will be sure to send this link to you so you can put it in the pod because we need everybody to see this one.
Please.
this is a pretty good
one. I like what I'm seeing.
So it's not that story. We'll get to that next hour.
Oh, okay.
A pet monkey got loose from its owner at a Spirit Halloween store in Texas and spent more than 30 minutes swinging from the rafters and the poles.
Oh, good.
Arlene Pinkinson said she and her daughter were shopping at Halloween store in Plano when they spotted the monkey.
Okay.
Pinkson recorded video of the monkey running and swinging loose through the store. And I am showing Laura a little bit of that right now.
Oh, my word.
Just
there he is. Just up there.
of all the stores
for this to be
in a Spirit Halloween, you got that is a great animatronic they got up there.
Just climbing around on the ceiling.
I want to buy one of those. How much do those cost?
And standing on top of the decorations.
That's a pretty wild story.
Spectacular.
The monkey could not look happier.
That's like a playground for him. He got real excited.
Spirit Halloween employee Jimmy Harris said the monkey was apparently spooked by an animatronic display and fled from its owner.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Who brings their pet monkey to a Spirit Halloween?
How about let's just talk about pet monkeys, huh?
Yeah. I get really bent out of shape about exotic animals as pets.
There are certain exotics you should not have, and monkeys are on that list for me.
I'm not even there is not enough laws or enough incentive for people not to do this, especially in certain states.
But also, can you say perhaps he was just getting into the spirit?
I mean, maybe
of Halloween.
Well done. I wish I could drop the mic on that. I wish I could go right to break. Well done. The Jasper County Sheriff's Department mentioned that the monkey was not injured. It was doing fine, but it was posing a danger to others because it might knock something down or
because he's a loose monkey. Loose monkeys are not safe. Sorry, I don't care how domesticated you think your monkey is.
Wild animals are amazing. Wild animals are incredible creatures. Cool. We should learn about them, care about them.
Stop shoving them in your house.
Don't put them in your house. Don't put them in your house. Especially in this day and age. Our wonderful Milwaukee Zoo has this thing where they got cameras at night where you can watch the penguins. I watched the penguin exhibit last night. You can do this, so you don't need to have them in your house. You don't have to do this.
Right.
And we've got plenty of great opportunities for you to donate animals. We got one coming up in our next hour.
Or to adopt one.
Adopt one. I thought I said adopt. I meant to say adopt. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Oh, have an editor, everybody. Have yourself a good editor.
I do my best.
I'm looking forward to seeing more about this monkey, though. I want more of these stories. I'm looking forward to hearing who our pet of the week is. We'll have that when we come back.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.